弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Good evening, everyone.
感谢主的恩典，让我们要能够平安过一个星期。
I thank God that we have peacefully passed through another week.
天气逐渐变热我们现在也看到一线希望，就是我们可以慢慢的恢复正常。
And as the weather gets warmer, we see a glimmer of hope in that we can gradually return to our previous lifestyles.
因为政府一步一步的在开放社会的正常生活，希望有一天我们也能够回到会堂来一起聚会。
Step by step, the government is opening up the processes for everyday life, so we will eventually be able to gather again.
不过现在在这个时候，我们只能够耐心等待让这个时机成熟，我们可以放心的回到会堂共同聚集来敬拜神一起唱诗祷告。
But we must wait patiently for the right time when we can finally gather together to pray and to sing hymns together.
在这段期间，我们其实最失落最多的应该就是我们众人没有办法一起唱诗祷告。
I think what all of us miss the most is being able to sing hymns and to pray together.
我们没有办法大家见面互相问候，然后在里面主里面有团契。
We are unable to greet one another personally and to have fellowship in close proximity.
不过我们感谢主即使这样的环境底下，我们还可以透过网络一起来听道理，来学习圣经的教训，让我们可以作为日常生活里这个帮助跟一种引导。
But we thank God that through the internet we are still able to gather together to listen to the words of God and to be led by the Spirit of God.
现在奉主耶稣圣名来谈基督那测不透的丰富。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I would like to share the topic, the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我们来看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3
第八节
Verse 8
以弗所书三章第八节
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
Verses 8 and 9. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. 9. And to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ.
我们最近在读圣经在读以弗所书了。
We've been reading the book of Ephesians recently.
很期待我们弟兄姐妹都能够照教会的进度呢每一天读圣经。
And I hope that everyone is able to follow the Bible reading schedule daily.
这是我们日常生活里面不可以缺少的属灵粮食。
This is the spiritual food that we have to take every day.
我们每一天在看圣经神的话，我们就会看到神的慈爱。
When we read the words of God, we see His love.
我们看到神的恩典。
We see His grace.
我们会看到希望。
We also see hope.
那在这读经当中，我们会学会忍耐。
And in our daily Bible reading, we also learn patience.
因为我们会发现每一件事情都有神美好的旨意。
Because we understand that everything has the good will of God.
这可能是我们测不透的。
These are perhaps things that we cannot understand.
有很多事情我们看不懂。
Many things we don't understand, we cannot understand.
今天我们是局外人，世界上许多的局势的演变其实我们都是看新闻我们看别人所报道的，其实很多事实是我们不了解。
And when we see the things happening around us, and all of the different reports that we see on the news, sometimes we can't fathom why these things are happening.
世界上的事情都是这样子，何况说属灵的有关于神奥秘的事呢？
So if we cannot understand the things of the world, how much more is the word of God sometimes a mystery to us?
这里圣经特别提到基督的丰富是测不透。
Here the Bible tells us that the riches of Christ are unsearchable.
那其实我们看圣经可以看到神的慈爱。
In the Bible we see the mercy of God.
以弗所书它让我们看到神在创立世界以前在基督里有一个计划。
It tells us of how God has a plan even from the beginning before creation.
那就是透过基督我们每一个人都可以再一次的成为神的儿子。
Which is that through Jesus Christ, all of us have the opportunity to become the children of God once more.
我们本来活在这个世上没有神没有指望的，在基督里重新有了希望。
We who were without hope in this world and without God now have this hope.
不管我们过去是什么样的背景，我们祖先是什么样的信仰都没有关系。
It doesn't matter where we come from or who our ancestors were.
今天神的道理透过各种途径展现在我们个人的眼前，我们每个人都可以做选择。
The word of God has manifested itself through various means into our lives, and we can make the choice.
那现在科技的进步让每个人随时都可以看到圣经神的话。
Because of the advancement of technology, we are able to access the Word of God every day.
很多人信主也都是因为看到圣经里面的信息而更加坚定的。
And many of us have established our faith in Christ because of the words in the Bible.
我们从小在教会长大的人，也是借着读圣经学习道理，而慢慢认识我们所敬拜的这位真神。
Likewise, we who have been born into the church also come to understand Jesus Christ through the words of the Bible.
所以读圣经很重要。
Therefore, reading the Bible is very important.
但是读圣经也不见得每个人都读得懂。
But not all of us may understand what we're reading.
我们读圣经的同时要祷告。
That's why when we read the Bible, we also need to pray.
我们需要有弟兄姐妹互相的团契分享。
We also need to share among our brothers and sisters.
因为我们每一个人所了解的基本上都是有限的。
Because our understanding is limited.
但是透过神的灵神的爱的感动，我们将所领受的彼此分享，我们就可以看到主耶稣基督的爱是那么广阔，那么深奥。
When we share our understanding and our what we have received from the Word of God, then we can come to understand through our sharing how wide and deep is the love of God.
我们现在读以弗所书，读完之后，接下去我们要读约翰一二三书。
After finishing the book of Ephesians, we will go on to 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
要进一步去看主耶稣基督的爱。
We will take a step closer to understanding the love of God.
一直到我们五月份结束，所以希望我们每一个弟兄姐妹都能够跟着。
And this will we will finish 3 John by the end of May. So I hope everyone can read along.
我们现在在读的这一些圣经的新约的书卷都让我们看到基督的救赎，他的恩，他的这个恩惠是何等的美好。
When we read the books of the New Testament, we see how amazing the grace of God is.
以弗所书它告诉我们有关于主耶稣基督他所建设的教会。
The book of Ephesians tells us the church that God established.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是主耶稣基督用宝血所买来的这一群人组成的。
The church is comprised of those who were bought by the blood of Christ.
教会是要让基督的名得荣耀的一个地方。
And the church is the place where God's name will be glorified.
也是要彰显神智慧的所在。
It is also the place where God's wisdom is manifested.
因为在教会里，我们会看到神的计划是何等的完美。
Through the church, we see how perfect the will of God is.
是有关于救赎的计划。
It is a plan of salvation.
是要来 更新了每个人生命的一个伟大的作为。
And it is the mighty work of God in which He renews each of our lives.
透过教会，我们将看到神的奥秘。
Through the church, we also see the mystery of God.
我们也能够体会到基督的恩典。
We also can experience the grace of God.
那我们的生命呢，可以扩张，可以更新。
This expands our life so that it becomes renewed.
我们知道以弗所书是保罗写的。
We know that Ephesians was a letter written by Paul.
那保罗写这封信的时候，他其实是被关在监牢里面的。
When Paul was writing this letter, he was imprisoned.
可是在他的字里行间里面，他一直强调说，看这封信的人不要因为他被关着而觉得很羞耻。
When he wrote this letter, he said to those who would receive the letter that they should not be ashamed of his chains.
即使他是被关在监牢里面，他还不住的向神祷告，而且是为众圣徒、为弟兄姐妹祷告。
Although he was imprisoned, yet he continued night and day in prayers for the saints.
他的祷告不是求主说你赶快把我救出去。
He was not praying that God would release him.
他的祷告反而是要弟兄姐妹去了解主耶稣基督爱是何等的长阔高深。
But his prayer was so that the saints may comprehend the width, the depth, and the height of God's love.
他祈求神能够更坚定所有主的门徒的信心。
He asked God to establish the faith of all of the saints.
当信心坚定之后，更能够发挥出爱心。
When faith is rooted, then love can also be manifest.
那这个爱心不是爱自己 的这个作为。
And the love is not the love of oneself.
这个爱心是能够爱神，爱神所拣选的这些弟兄姐妹们。
But the love of God and to love those who have been chosen by God.
那甚至能够看到神的计划以及我们今天每一个人的责任，我们应当要为这个福音的开展祷告。
And also to see the plan of God and the responsibility that we carry in spreading the gospel.
所以在以弗所书我们看到保罗他特别提到说，在第三章第一节。
In chapter 3 verse 1 he says,
我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。
For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles.
那个中文的替你们祈祷是加上去的。就是说，因为是在第十四节他在这一章里面做了一个非常重要的祷告。
In verse 14, Paul makes a very important prayer.
所以他在第三章一开头，其实就在讲他为什么要做这个祷告。
And so at the beginning of this chapter, he already explains why he makes this prayer that he's about to make.
那他特别提到说，量毕第二节，你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付了我。
Verse 2, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you.
然后第三节，神又用启示使我知道福音的奥秘。正如我以前略略写过的。
3. How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery as I have briefly written already.
保罗被拣选做使徒他常常借着写信来诉说这个基督福音的这个计划。
As an apostle, Paul often used letters to write about the plan of salvation.
所以第四节他说，你们练了就能够晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
That's why in verse 4 he says, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge and the mystery of Christ.
在写以弗所书以前，其实保罗写了几封信呢。
Before writing Ephesians, he had already written a few epistles.
那当时候他所写的信他都会特别说，希望能够在各教会之间可以传送。
And at the end of these letters, he would request that they pass these letters to the different churches.
因为这个是对当时来说，他们如果有一些教会的疑问要如何解决真理的指导保罗写了之后，希望说各教会也都能够参考，也能够照着遵行的。
And this is because what he wrote in these letters would be guidance for the different churches and a reference for them.
他特别强调基督的奥秘。
He mentions the mystery of Christ.
这个奥秘第五节他特别强调。
Which is emphasized in verse 5.
这是今天借着圣灵启示他 圣使徒跟先知的。
That it had been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
这个奥秘就是，他说外邦人在基督里面可以借着福音同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
And this mystery is verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel.
哦，就是今天本来跟这个福音、这个救恩没有关系的人呢、啊。因着信耶稣基督而可以改变，生命可以改变的。
This means that those who once had no part with Jesus Christ is now able to have a transformed life.
这个外邦人是什么意思
？What does the Gentile mean？
在第二节第二章里面
，In chapter 2，
第十一节
，verse 11，
这个所谓的外邦人就是没有受过割礼的。
The Gentiles refer to those who are uncircumcised，
就是跟基督没有关系的。
They had no part with Christ。
在以色列国的租约上都是外局外人，都是无份的。
They had no part with the promises that belonged to Israel.
过去都不认识真神的。
They did not know God in the past.
啊，所以活在世上只是劳劳碌碌的过一生之后就归于尘土。
Therefore, after laboring and toiling for their entire lives, they would return to dust.
所以这里的这个外邦人其实指的就是啊，过去他们是没有指望，没有神。他们事实上是活在世上，真的是啊、像做一场梦一样的人生。
So these Gentiles lived an empty life like a dream. It would be a busy life, and then they would die.
但是现在基督来了，这一切可以改变。
But because Christ came, everything could be changed.
今天基督来，他来拯救世人。
Jesus came to save sinners.
啊，所以在第二章里面，他特别提到说啊，今天我们人得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
That's why we are saved by grace through faith.
啊，那在基督里面本来是啊局外的，是客旅，是啊外人，现在可以被啊邀请啊进入神的家，成为。
Those who were once sojourners and pilgrims are welcomed into the household of God.
都是借着这个福音，就是借着耶稣基督所讲的这个啊好消息。
This is through the gospel, which is the good news preached by Jesus Christ.
那个好消息就是，本来像坐在黑暗中死荫幽谷的人，他没有指望了，现在看到光，看到希望，得到新的生命。
This is like a light that is preached to those who were sitting in darkness, now they have hope.
这个福音带来希望。
So this gospel brings hope.
就让这些本来啊归于尘土的啊生命结束这归于尘土这个世人，现在看到生命的啊一个啊得到一个产业，可以回到神的家里面，神的国里。
So those who had were destined to return to dust now have the opportunity to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
在神的应许里面有份的。
They have a part with the promise of God.
啊，保罗他非常珍惜他能够啊在这个福音上成为这个福音的仆人。
Paul really cherished his ministry as a servant of God.
他说：“我为这个福音。”啊，做了这个福音的执事，就是做福音的奴仆。
He said that he is a minister or a servant.
是照神的恩赐，是神给他的，特别给他。
A servant of the gospel of Christ, and this was given to him by Jesus Christ.
那这个恩赐哈，保罗他自己深有体会。
And Paul himself experienced very deeply the grace of God.
因为他说他本来是不配的。
He knew that he was unworthy.
也就是说，本来他也不明白基督的这个丰富是这样子安排啊。
He did not understand how abundant the plan of God was.
哦，因为特别第八节说他是本来是比众圣徒中最小的还小。
In verse 8, he said he is less than the least of all the saints.
啊，什么叫做比最小的还小？
What does it mean to be the less than the least?
也就是说，他本来是不配，他本来是没有这个机会的。
It means that he was so unworthy. He was not supposed to be given a chance.
我们如果读保罗的他这个一生我们了解他本来是逼迫信耶稣的人。
If we have read about Paul's life, we know that he persecuted Christians.
啊，可是当主耶稣的怜悯用光照他呼召他之后他改变了。
But after Jesus Christ had mercy on him and shone a light on him, he changed.
在哥林多前书第十五章
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
第九节,
verse 9,
更多前书第十五章的第十九节, 第九节,
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9,
第九节说, 我原是使徒中最小的, 不配称为使徒的, 因为我从前是逼迫神的教会。然而第十节，我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Verse 9, for I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. 10. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all.Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这是保罗他在福音，在基督的这个福音里面他的体会。
This is God, Paul's experience in the gospel of God.
他自己先经历了这个基督的丰富。
He experienced for himself the abundance of God's gospel.
也就是说，主耶稣是基督是怎么接纳他？他自己说他是一个罪魁，是逼迫信耶稣的人。但是他竟然被接纳，成为传福音的人。
He experienced for himself how God accepted him, the chief of sinners, to become a messenger of the gospel.
那所以在基督的拣选底下，他事后把他整个生命用来完成主所托付的这个福音的工作。
Therefore, he used the rest of his life to fulfill God's commission for him.
他自己说他是这个福音的执事。
He says that he is the minister of the gospel.
也就是说，他是为了这个福音来做奴隶的。他付上一生的努力，就是要把这个好的消息不但传扬，而且要教导，让每一个人都明白，没有这个福音，我们人生根本没有希望。
He became like a slave to the gospel, and his goal of his life was to have everyone understand the grace of God and knowing that without this gospel, they have no hope.
所以他认为说他本来是不配，但是神还赐我这个恩典。
He knew that he was unworthy, but yet God gave him this grace.
我们看到主耶稣基督的这个丰富首先就是让一个人的生命改变
Therefore, we see that the riches of Christ first begin with a life transformation.
也就是说，让一个本来很残酷的人变得很有爱心。
He can make someone who is very cruel and hard-hearted to become someone full of love.
这个叫做基督的奥秘。
This is the mystery of Christ.
它的奥秘就是把神的爱彰显在我们世人当中。
This mystery is that he can manifest this love among us.
让看不见的神现在众人可以因着耶稣基督，可以明白神就是爱。
Through Jesus Christ, people can understand the love of God, because God is invisible.
那这个爱可以改变一个人。
And this love can change a person.
让人的生命更新了。
To renew a life.
让一个本来是这个罪人成为义人。
And that a sinner can become righteous.
保罗他就是经过这样的一个转变。
Paul himself went through this transformation.
他被托付要成为这个福音的使者。
Therefore, he was entrusted to be an ambassador for Christ.
神特别送他远远到外邦去，要把这个基督的福音传到各地方。
God sent him to faraway lands so that other people may also hear the gospel.
在使徒行传，他自己在述说他如何被选召的时候，他特别强调。他没有违背那从天上来的那个意象。
In Acts, when he was recounting how he was converted, he said he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
因为这个托付似乎已经定了他的人生应该走的方向。
This commission that was entrusted to him had already set the direction of his life.
那我们看保罗的一生，也真的看他最后是为了福音而丧命的，他是被逼迫殉道的。
And at the end, we know that Paul was martyred for Christ.
那他在这个时候，他一直不会觉得说他被因着福音被关监牢是一件羞耻的事。
He did not see being imprisoned for God's gospel as something to be ashamed of.
他反而觉得说这是一个荣耀。
On the contrary, he saw it as a glory.
如果我们先看以弗所书第三章
，Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 3.
第十三节
，verse 13，
三章十三节
，three verse 13，
所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory.
这个保罗他的这个对苦难的看法，跟我们一般人的观点完全不一样。
Paul's understanding of glory was completely different from a normal perspective.
他认为说，今天他为了这个福音的缘故受苦，这是补满基督的这个患难在个人的身上。
Yeah, he saw the sufferings that he suffered for Christ as suffering on behalf of Christ.
他觉得说他的为了福音的受苦，事实上是应该的。
He saw that these sufferings were only necessary.
就好像是主耶稣基督受苦一样，为了信徒的受苦。
He was suffering as Christ would have suffered for his believers.
所以他一直强调说，不要因为我被关起来，你们就觉得说啊，信耶稣啊，如果要最后也要像这样被关，那值得吗？
And therefore, he was encouraging them not to be afraid of being imprisoned and wondering if it would be worth it.
在提摩太后书哈，他特别在他在鼓励这个年轻的传道者提摩太。
In 2 Timothy, he encouraged the young preacher Timothy.
我们如果看第一章的第八节。
In chapter 1, verse 8.
提摩太后书第一章第八节。
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8.
他说：“你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。”
Verse 8, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God.
好，那如果你再继续看哈，继续看第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
12.
他说，为这个缘故，我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻。因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。
12. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day.
他一直强调说，不要因为这个苦难而被关禁了而觉得羞耻。
So he is reminding him not to be ashamed because of his chains.
基督的这个福音啊，改变我们人的观念。
The gospel of God can change our perspective.
保罗他一直认为说，他为主的福音受苦，这原是好的。
Paul saw that it was good that he was suffering for God.
而且这当中是要彰显神的能力。
Because this would manifest God's power.
他的受苦，其实反而把这个福音向外传扬的更广。更多人。
Because of his suffering, the gospel of Christ was preached even further.
他每一件事情都看到神美好的安排了。
He saw God's miraculous plan in all things.
因为他反而第十二节说，我知道我所信的是谁。
Because in verse 12 he says, I know whom I have believed.
就算我被关的，但是他能够保全我所交付他的，或者是他所交付我的。
And even though I am in chains, but I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him.
也就是说，今天不管是最后得到奖赏，或者是这个福音的开展，都在主耶稣基督的掌握底下，不会失落的。
He understood that the prize that was awaiting him and the spreading of the gospel was under the control of God and it would not be lost.
他受苦被关有神的旨意。
There was the will of God in him being imprisoned.
所以他不会觉得很失望。
Therefore, he was not disappointed.
他反而觉得说，其实用这个方式哈，让神的这个门徒哈，反而会因此而祷告，而更向主得到力量。
He knew that because he was being imprisoned, the saints would pray even harder for them, and thus be strengthened by God.
他的自己的体验在腓立比书第一章，他这样说。
In Philippians chapter 1, he also says.
如果我们看第一章的第十二节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 12.
第一章十二节，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺。
Verse 12, but I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
第十三节，以致我受了捆锁，在狱营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。
13, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ.
十四节，并且那在主里的弟兄，多半因我受了捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。
14, and most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
你看，这个就是保罗他的体验，他觉得他是受，他被关起来，其实对弟兄姐妹来说是好的。
Paul experienced for himself that although it seemed like a negative thing that he was being imprisoned, but he saw that this was beneficial for the saints.
因为在苦难当中，大家反而会懂得靠神。而得力量。
Because through trials and suffering, the people would understand to rely more on God.
神的福音从来不会因为那个外界的逼迫而消失或者是停顿的。
The gospel of God would never be put to a halt simply because of persecution.
从历史以来，越逼迫，其实福音广传的越广。
Throughout history, we see how persecution actually promotes the gospel.
你看今天在许多的地方啊，你看那个福音即使是被禁止的，或者甚至是啊是因此而被抓、被关、被杀的，福音都是一直在传，而且啊有时候传扬的速度反而是人看不到的。
We can even see how the speed of the gospel being preached is even faster in those areas where the gospel is prohibited or where people are being killed for their beliefs.
从早期使徒那个时代的事实就是个证明。
This is a truth that we see during the apostolic time.
那在现代的这个社会里面，你看我们现在历史里面所看到的一些资料，当啊。一些不自由地区越发禁止福音的传扬，其实道理仍然继续，甚至传得更广。
From some historical records that we see in our current day, we also see that in areas where there is no freedom of religion, the seeds of the gospel continue to be spread.
因为神的道不会被捆绑的。
The word of God is not enchained.
在这个末世的时代，越困难，其实反而会激起我们越发要祷告靠神。我会看到神的能力彰显。
And during this, at the end times, we see how the more troubles that we face, the more that we will learn to rely on God, and the more power that we will see from God.
保罗一个人他被关起来了。
Paul was imprisoned himself.
但是神就感动更多弟兄姐妹往外去传福音了。
But God moved more brothers and sisters to preach the gospel.
所以他才说，你看，更多人。越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。
And therefore, they were confident, because of his chains, and were much more bold to speak the gospel.
他好像是一个像一粒麦子，他就像主耶稣一样，他是落在地里死了一样。
He was just like Jesus Christ, who was a grain of wheat falling to the ground.
主耶稣被钉十字架之后，你看他让多少人的生命改变。
We see how because of the death of Jesus Christ, many lives were changed.
让这个福音传得更广。
And the gospel was preached to the end of the world.
现在多少人，你看他们真的都因着耶稣基督而看到希望。
How many people have seen hope because of Christ?
保罗他被关起来。
Paul was imprisoned.
结果更多人继续他这个工作，把这个福音传到更多地方。
So other people took on the task of preaching the gospel.
这个就是今天基督里的丰富。
This is the abundance that we see in Christ.
他改变了我们对这个苦难的看法。
He changes our perspective on suffering.
这个其实保罗他用这个测不透的丰富，他是有特别原因的。
And there's a reason why Paul uses the words the unsearchable riches of Christ.
他自己特别说了哈，我们看回来第三章第八节。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8.
他现在得到这个恩典，神。他说：“叫我把基督那测不透的丰富要传给外邦人。”
He says that I might preach the among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
这个测不透表示说你不能理解。
It's unsearchable, meaning that we can't understand it.
是很难寻，你就是用我们人间的那个逻辑啊、鬼那个过去的经验去想啊、去分析啊，你就是没有办法明白了，找不到。
We will not be able to understand using our own logic or analysis.
这个字眼啊、在 罗马书第十一章里面是这样写。
In Romans chapter 11, he also writes.
我们来看罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
第三十三节。
Verse 33.
我们现在教会总会发展这个瑞玛的研经工具其实是非常好，希望我们弟兄姐妹可以都能够用它。
The Rhema Bible app that the church has made is a very good Bible resource that we should all use.
如果你进这个软体里面去找这个测不透这个字眼。
If we search the word unsearchable,
你就会发现在新约里面另外一次就是罗马书第十一章的二十二三十三节。
We see that this word occurs one more time in the New Testament, which is in Romans chapter 11, verse 33.
深哉，神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。
33, oh, the depths of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
那这里特别说到那个神他丰富的智慧知识，没有办法去用人间的理性去分析。
The wisdom of God is so deep and unsearchable that we cannot understand it with our own logic.
神的理性实际上是超越神的智慧是超越人的理性的。
And God's wisdom surpasses human reasoning.
所以今天我们人如果一直用想要理性去分析神去了解神那是不可能。
Therefore, it is impossible for humans to use our own reasoning to understand God.
但是我们要用反过来用一个敬畏谦卑的心。
But we need to have a humble and submissive heart.
然后去看神的这个作为，要从主耶稣基督他这个福音所彰显的神的智慧去看到神的伟大。
And to view the plan of salvation that God has and the wisdom of God.
保罗在罗马书第十一章，他在讲说这个神的计划真的是我们看不懂。
In Romans chapter 11, he tells us that we cannot understand the plan of God.
一开始这个福音是给这个亚伯拉罕的子孙犹太人。
This salvation was initially given to Abraham's descendants.
但是最后这个福音也要让亚伯拉罕的这个子孙最后人全部得救。
And at the end, the salvation will again come to Abraham's descendants so that they may be saved.
领受了，但是后来拒绝。
They had received it but rejected it.
因为他们拒绝，所以外邦人才有机会。
Because they rejected it, the Gentiles had a chance.
那神的这个救赎这个计划就按照神的旨意一一的展开。
And through the will of God, step by step, His plan was revealed.
那最后本来不合的是两边完全不同思想、不同文化，也不同程度的人，最后能够合在一起的。
And through Christ, those who are completely different from different cultures or different understandings, concepts, all can become one.
在基督里面都可以合一的。
Can be one in unity in Christ.
能够成为神家里的人。
To become the household of God.
能够一起来传扬做见证这个主耶稣基督的救恩。
To preach and to testify of the work of Christ together.
所以这个测不透。表示说这个是神的作为。
So this is unsearchable, the work of God.
那所以保罗他很认真的，他要把这个神的这个救恩把它述说明白给所有人了解。
Therefore, Paul made it his aim to explain these things to people.
他说要传给人
He was to preach it to others.
所以这个福音是要传出去的。
This gospel must be preached.
但是传出去不能够只是说你要信耶稣
But preaching doesn't just mean saying you need to believe in Jesus Christ.
耶稣很好
Do you know that Jesus Christ is
good? 信耶稣很好因为没有错，我们今天很多人信耶稣都有很多见证的。
Yes, it is good to believe in Jesus Christ. We have many testimonies.
但是信耶稣很好，其实不是只是这个得到很多恩典。很多福气这个部分而已。
But believing in Christ is not simply good because we receive benefits in this life.
我们都知道，现在很多人都在寻求好处了。
All of us are seeking after benefits.
你看现在这个时候，流行病的这段期间，我们很多人都寻求政府的帮助政府的钱怎么还没来
During this time of pandemic, many of us are seeking after benefits. We've been waiting for the government to give us money.
你看，如果是做生意的人，他现在没有资金，或者是碰到一些困难，他总是寻求政府的帮助，或者是有一些地方可以让我可以继续活下去吧。 不然我要怎样过日子呢？
Especially the businesses who have not been able to open, they have to rely on the government to help them. Otherwise, how can they continue to survive?
这个好处就是啊，我们今天每个人都需要，因为这个跟我们每天的生活有关系。
So these benefits are necessary because we need to continue to live.
所以今天如果我们的所住的国度，这个政府它很会很富足，那也很会体贴百姓，那我们人就觉得很幸福。
If the country that we live in has a very good government and wealthy government that cares for its people, then the citizens will be very happy.
他们也不用担心说没工作，那没有保险，那没有收入，生活会困难，不会。
And they will not worry about being unemployed or not having any insurance or other things like that.
因为他觉得他的政府很可靠，会帮助。
Because they think that their government is trustworthy.
今天我们人都寻求，都是希望能够有这样一个依靠帮助了。
And all of us seek after this kind of reliance.
特别是在困难的时候。
Especially when we are in trouble.
所以在这个这样一个大环境底下哈，你就看出说哪一个国家的百姓啊，他们是幸福的。
So during these global crises, we can see which countries' citizens are actually happy.
但是这些都是暂时的而已。
But we also know that these things are very temporary.
其实过不了多久。那些觉得很幸福的人，等一下会就说我的政府不好，怎么做的不够，人永远不会满足。
The fact is that people are never satisfied, so those who live in wealthy countries will also complain about their own government.
我们今天信耶稣基督。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
我们听到许多见证。
We have heard many testimonies.
也会听到很多主耶稣基督的这个恩惠。
And we also see a lot of grace from God.
但是信主。最重要不是这个恩典。
But what is most important about believing in Jesus Christ is not these blessings.
要真的认识耶稣基督，真的得到主耶稣基督这个宝贝。
What we need to grasp hold of is the greatest blessing, which is God Himself.
我们要真的认识神。
We need to know God.
而且真的能够在他里面紧紧的把他抓住。
And we have to grasp hold of Him.
就算在患难当中，也是欢欢喜喜。
So that we can still rejoice in tribulation.
这里他保罗说：“我要把这个基督的这个丰富传出去。”
Paul says that he will preach this gospel to the ends of the world.
第九节说
：“Verse 9 says，
又要使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。”
And to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ.
我们知道主耶稣基督是丰富的。
We know Jesus has much abundance.
他本来是天上的真神。
He is the true God in heaven.
他是富足，他是荣耀尊贵的。
He is rich. He is full of glory and honor.
今天我们这个创造天地万物的主宰，他一定是丰富全能的。
The master of the universe is definitely rich.
我们是他在他里面的，一定是富足。
And we who are in him are also very rich.
但是现在这个丰富本身，其实已经超越的不是只是物质上的这些财富而已了。
But this richness is not just the material things that we have.
我们今天如果用研究工具去找这个丰富。
If we search up the word riches,
你就会发现说这个丰富在有一些经文它是用财富来代表。
These riches has the meaning of wealth.
那钱财啦。
Like money.
但是这个都只是在基督丰富里面的一部分。
But this is just a portion of the riches of Christ.
今天主耶稣基督的丰富是他是天上的神，一切万有都是属他的。
In Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ has everything. He is the master of
everything. 他现在保罗他说第九节，他要让众人明白。
And in verse 9, Paul will make all see.
在基督里面这个奥秘是怎么安排，就是神是怎么计划的。
The mystery of Christ. So he wants to explain the plan of God.
就是第十节说要借着教会，使天上执政的掌权的。现在得知神百般的智慧。
Verse 10, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
第十二节说，这是造神从万世以前在我们在基督耶稣里面所定的旨意。
Verse 11 says, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
十二节说，我们因信耶稣就可以在他里面放胆无惧、笃信不疑的来到神面前。
12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him.
我们现在本来罪人是不配到神面前，是没有资格，而且是会被击杀的。
As sinners, we initially had no reason or no right to come before God. We would be killed.
现在透过耶稣基督，我们可以来到神施恩的宝座前。
But through Jesus Christ, we are able to come to the mercy seat of God.
我们每一个人都可以来直接向神求告。
Each of us are able to plead directly with God.
那我们也不用害怕说，我今天到神面前来。会被神踢出去，然后神会跟我一直跟我骂啊，然后让我死，不会。
We will not have to fear that God will reject us or that He will kick us out or kill us.
这个神的奥秘在基督里面的。
So the mystery of God is in Christ.
神的奥秘，你看，就是他要让本来不配的人，现在透过耶稣基督可以。重新被神接纳，罪人可以被接纳的。
So that we who are sinners who were once unworthy are now able to be accepted.
这个可以得到一个途径，有条路可以直接到神的施恩宝座前求帮助。
There is now a pathway that we can come before God to ask for help.
这就是在希伯来书第四章说的。
This is what is recorded in Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章的第十六节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16.
我们在基督里面。可以坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得帮助，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
这个都是要在教会里面。
This is found in the church.
所以现在要借着教会，让所有人都明白说神的这个恩典是何等的。是怎样安排起来的？
And therefore, through the church, God allows the people to understand His plan.
这个看回来第三章第九节。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9.
他说，保罗他现在有一个目标，他是要教导人都可以明白，都可以看见。
Paul has a goal, which is to make all see the mystery of God.
这个众人都可以看见，都明白这个字眼，其实就是指的。被光照
and this word see also means enlightened.
也就是说，其实今天这个字眼在其他的经文里面，就是指的是被神的光照过的。你现在已经可以分辨善的跟恶的。黑暗的跟光明的了。
And the, so this word see also meaning enlightened, so that you are everything comes to light. You are able to discern between right and wrong.
所以今天我们在基督里面、哦、我们要 更进一步明白说，这个主耶稣的这个福音、哦、它是指导我们怎么过日子。
We take a step further to understanding the mystery of the gospel of Christ, to understand how we ought to live.
都明白神的这个计划。是要怎么进行？我今天是成为这个计划里面的一份子。
We have to understand that we are now a part of the mystery of God.
教会有一个很重要的功用。
And there is a very important purpose of the church.
就是让我们每一个人都能够认识耶稣基督。
Which is to make all of us know Jesus Christ.
然后我们也都能够在主耶稣基督的这个福音上面有份。
So that all of us can be partakers of the gospel.
因为我们今天。本来没有希望，都是在因为耶稣基督的这个福音，我们现在生命改变，我们有一个目标。
We who were once hopeless now have a goal in life.
那这个目标就是能够让万民都可以认识耶稣。
This goal is that everyone can know Jesus.
也能够做一个选择。
And that they can also make a choice.
也就是说，今天耶稣基督是。我的依靠
that they will make God their reliance.
我如果愿意来信靠他
if we are willing to rely on him,
我的生命将会不一样的
then our lives will be different.
我们今天有许多许多美好的见证
and there are many wonderful testimonies.
其实都是因为有人把这个福音啊跟我们分享之后，我们才得到的。
And these testimonies happen because someone shared the gospel with us first.
那所以今天这个众人都明白，表示说。能够知道耶稣的好、啊、也能够把它应用在生活里面能够成为见证
So making all see also means that we understand the mystery of God and are able to apply it into our own lives so that others can also understand
我们如果实际的去执行 去成为这个神的这个计划里面的一部分我们就有体会了
If we have are able to implement this plan in our own lives, then we will have experiences.
如果我们只是说哦，信耶稣很好啊。
If we simply say it is good to believe in Christ,
但其实我们的生、我们的生活、我们的生命本身并没有没有在这个这里面去有有深刻的体验的时候，
but,
其实是没有力量的。
But if we don't have actual experiences, deep experiences of God, then this actually has no power.
就好像保罗他自己就是一个例子嘛。
Paul himself is an example.
他过去是怎么样逼迫耶稣的
？How was he persecuting Christ before?
你看他信主之后，他的价值观念改变了。
And then what was his value system after he believed?
他甚至被关，他觉得是个荣耀。
Even when he was in prison, he thought this was a glory.
他被关在监牢里面，他继续在做神的工作。
Even when he was in prison, he continued the work of God.
他看到神的作为，他感谢。
And when he saw the work of God, he gave thanks.
所以他祷告，他就求神的那个光能够光照每一个人。
Therefore, when he prays, he also prayed that everyone would be enlightened.
第一章第十七节，他这样祷告。
In chapter 1, verse 17, he prays.
求我们主耶稣基督的神。荣耀的父将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
第十八节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
第十九节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe?
这个心中的眼睛啊，明亮。
The eyes of our hearts are enlightened.
因为主要赐给我们这个。启示的灵
，Because God will give us the spirit of revelation。
我们看到我们的教会是何等的宝贵。
We will see how precious our church is。
啊，那今天啊，主耶稣基督哈、啊，他接纳我们了。
Jesus Christ has accepted us。
那我们啊，就要成为这个啊，神的这个教会里面这个使命里面的一部分。
Therefore, we must be partakers of the commission。
啊，我们。在这段期间里面、会发现说我们传福音的、这个工作停顿。
When we reflect back, we see that the work of preaching the gospel has halted.
停顿就是说我们没有办法、在教会里面一起来祷告求圣灵。
Because we are unable to gather in the chapel to pray for the Holy Spirit.、
如果政府不允许，我们 没办法施洗，没办法让要信耶稣人、接受洗礼。成为主的门徒。
Unless the government permits, we are unable to baptize.
那可是这段时间，我们陆陆续续看到许多的弟兄姐妹，甚至朋友们、他们因着各种因素生病，或者是被感染而安息走了。
We have also seen how some brothers and sisters have passed away for various reasons.
所以这段时间，我们可以说，我们没有新受洗的人，但是我们原有的弟兄姐妹，年老的。或者是生病的，他们被接走了。
So, from this perspective, we see that we have not added any new members, but yet, some of our members have passed away.
我们需要能够重新的把神的这个福音的工作把它点燃起来。
We need to rekindle the work of the gospel.
我们需要利用还有机会的时候，赶紧的去来。传扬这个主耶稣基督的丰富。
When we still have the chance, let us preach the gospel and the abundance of the riches of Christ.
在我们在迎接主的再来以前，我们可以真的完成主的托付向万民来做见证。
Before Jesus Christ comes again, may we be able to accomplish what God has commissioned to us.
让神的名得荣耀，让主的国度能够增添。
That God's name may be glorified and that His church may expand.
这一切都是靠主耶稣基督的恩典。
And this is all by the grace of God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
197首。
197.
197首。
197.